Welcome to Martha Runs the World, a podcast with a new take on running, fitness, and all things health-oriented. I'm Martha Hughes, your host, and each week I present a new topic that is of interest to all runners. Welcome to episode 259 of Martha Runs the World. Fear of FOMO. So much of my life has changed in just a short time. I thought this would be a terrific topic to talk about for the upcoming year. I had a whole slew of different topics I was going to talk about, and nope, changing all of it because my life changed, everything changed, and yeah, this is more appropriate for a new topic for the brand new year. So first off, Happy New Year! I hope 2024 treats you well in all aspects of your life, not just running and fitness. I've always looked at the new year as a great way to start things out, but this year's different. Since I can't really do a whole lot right now, it's just kind of another day. My starting point is a few days from now, maybe a few weeks from now, so I'm just kind of riding it out until I can start doing things again. I'm just looking at it as another day because I can't do anything for a little while. So it's not like I can actually go out and do things. I'm just kind of cruising. It's going to be a little while. The doc said I had to wear the sling for 5 to 6 weeks, which that's a long time. And this Wednesday, it'll be 2 weeks. So I've got either 3 or 4 more weeks to go. I'll talk about my progress later on this episode and how things are going after the subject. So stay tuned for that and don't go anywhere. The Oxford Dictionary explains FOMO, fear of missing out, if you didn't know what that means, as anxiety that an exciting or interesting event may currently be happening elsewhere, often aroused by posts seen on social media. And it wasn't even a thing until social media came around. Sure, we felt bad if we were missing out on something that our friends were doing. Of course, before social media, if our friends were out doing something and we couldn't, we definitely felt bad. But it wasn't like there was this giant thing happening that everyone was doing that was happening at that point that we couldn't do because we didn't know about it until it was over. So fear of missing out on something that actually happened, maybe that's what we had before. Or fear of missing out on something that happened in the past. Maybe that's more an appropriate name. We didn't have that feeling of something bad that was happening right then and there, which we do now. You have races like Cocodona that where the race is happening, and all of us who dream of something that or fantasize of something that long and that wonderful, we're watching them do it and we want to be there. Even if we know that we'll never be able to do it, we still dream about it and it makes us feel bad that we can't. That's FOMO in running. It's very prevalent in running, especially right now. I know it affects me a lot and it has in the past. I'm going to try, not to let it affect me in the future. When I couldn't run after all my hip surgeries, I had a bad case of FOMO, but I spent a lot of time watching videos of trail running and listening to other running podcasts to motivate me, to push me to do more when I was able to run again. And I think in a way it helped me in that it kept me motivated and positive and got me out there to get my physical therapy going, to train and to go get running again. Maybe it also hurt me because it added to me getting injured because I pushed myself too much too soon. I don't know, of course, I'm just guessing over this, but I think that I tried to do way too much too soon. Or maybe it's just like my surgeon said, stuff happens. I'm not blaming anyone else but me for my accident, so please don't understand me on that. It's not anyone else's fault but my own fault. I goofed up. But I do know that FOMO is a huge problem in the running community. Very few of us are unaffected by what we see posted in social media. We see posted, our friends post on Facebook, and I'm very, very happy for what my friends and what all my running folks do. I think that's amazing. It's just there, you know, you have to be honest. There's a little tinge saying, I wish I could do that. We're human. We're not automatons. We have feelings. And when we can't do it, we want to do it. I mean, I'm doing this New Year's Day morning, later than I'd like to because my upstairs neighbors decided to blast music till 6:30 in the morning. Yes, they did. Ugh. They do this all the time. I'm sick of it. I'm about to start a war. I can't take this anymore. But anyway, it's a beautiful morning. Would I be out running a trail somewhere? Yeah, damn right I would. But instead, no, I'm sitting here. A slight pain in my shoulder and arm. And I'm recording, which is making me happy. That's about the only thing that's making me happy this morning. That and coffee. Coffee is our friend. And a whole bunch of fire engines just went past. So sorry for the noise. Anyway, let's see. Where was I? I totally lost my place. You know, we all of us are affected by our friends posting in Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. All kinds of amazing places where they're running, and people who can take all the time off in the world and go jet set all over the place to run in these glorious places. And we would love to do them, but we're too busy or we have things going on that we can't. Even if it's not a race that we would ever do, we still feel bad that we can't do it. I would love to do some of those big mountain long races. But I'm beginning to think more and more this maybe that's not something that I'll ever be able to do. I don't know. I really don't know if that's something that I'm ever going to do. Am I going to be just stuck doing short races and just watching other people do long races? I don't know. I don't know. it's up in the air right now. So who knows? As I heal, I'll figure out what I can do and can't do, of course. In the meantime, though, I've stopped watching running videos. I can't watch them. It just hurts me too much, and it just makes me feel sad. And I think as I'm sad, it makes me feel like it's something that I'm not going to be able to do in the future, and maybe I'm only going to be able to hike. So I do watch hiking videos, and I like those. So I don't know. Like I said, my future is up in the air, so we'll see as we go along. I guess the point of this show today is to talk about how runners who are not like us influence us to do maybe what we deep down in our hearts don't want to do, and they change our way of looking at running, and they change our way of doing our own running. Instead of sticking to what we want to do, they influence us to do things that we don't want to do, or we really, I'm not going to say shouldn't, because you should do whatever you want to do, but they take us away from our goals at running and they put us on other courses. And I don't know if that's a good thing. Sometimes it's a good thing because it opens you up to new experiences, but other times it's not a good thing because maybe you like doing certain races and then you're put on another course of doing other things that take you away of what you like. And I'm not so sure that's a good thing. I mean, not everybody wants to do those really long, hard mountain races, and that not everybody should do those. I mean, sometimes it's a really good thing to try different stuff and to try races that are hard. Why not? Why not try a longer distance than you've done before and try a race that's really, really hard? And you can find out if you like doing it, you do it again. And you find out if you don't like doing it, you don't have to ever do it again. But they're not for everybody, and they don't have to be for everybody. And if you don't do them, that doesn't make you a bad runner. It doesn't make you a terrible person. It just makes you a different kind of runner. Maybe you like shorter races. Maybe you like flat races. Maybe you don't want to ever do a mountain race. Maybe you like the really flat races that aren't too long. That makes you a runner. It doesn't make you a good or bad runner. It just makes you a runner. And I'm tired of these people who brag about all these tough races, making everybody who doesn't do them feel bad. So just stop already. And don't compare yourself. I've already done a whole episode on we shouldn't compare ourselves. And I think part of it is that we are comparing ourselves, and by comparing ourselves, we have that feeling that we're missing out. So it all goes hand in hand where we can't compare. And if we don't compare, then we won't have the feeling that we're missing out. I mean, I would love to do a really long race past 50K because I've only done 50K races just because I've never done one before and I want to know what it feels like. But I don't know if I'll ever be able to do that. Right now, walking is tough, so I don't know. So we'll see. We'll see. Have you ever found yourself wanting to do a type of race or distance that you never thought of before, and you only thought of just because you saw it in a post about it or in a video?
We'll be right back.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
Have you ever felt that you weren't fast enough or didn't run enough, or the races you ran were no big deal because you felt undermined by a video or post from someone else? Well, a lot of that is FOMO, and a lot of that is caused by FOMO. We all feel that way at some point or another these days, especially if we are involved in social media. And unfortunately, being involved in social media is part of my job in the podcast. If I didn't have a podcast, I probably would never go in. I know on Christmas Day, I avoided all social media just because it was just too depressing. It just kind of, it wasn't a great Christmas this year. So, you know, it's hard when you're not feeling well, when you're in pain and you can't really do anything. So I just kind of avoided it. And sometimes it's good to avoid all that stuff because you don't have anything to prove to anyone else. You're doing your own thing and just let it go at that. It's when your running makes you feel incomplete as a runner, when your own running takes away your own happiness or joy in running, or when we push ourselves farther than we should, and it causes health problems, or it causes injuries, or causes illnesses, that it becomes a problem. If we start feeling, like I did, that we're not doing enough, and we're not as good a runner as we should be, that perhaps we should work harder and we need to do more because look at all these people doing these things. We should be doing those things too because they're doing them. We need to do more. And I started feeling that way too because all these people around me were doing these amazing races and why can't I do them too? I mean, we might be pushing ourselves as much as we possibly can, but it still doesn't feel like enough. Then we need to take a very realistic look at our goals, at our running, at our lives, and see how our future in running is going and where we're headed. What is your goal in running? If you really want to do a long mountain, hard mountain race, then what are they doing to get there? And maybe they don't have the same responsibilities as we do. Maybe they don't have, maybe let's say, for instance, you have a family. Maybe they don't have a family. Maybe you have a very responsible job that takes away a lot of your time. Maybe they don't have that. Maybe a lot of people don't have the same lives as we do. So we have to compare that. So what are you willing to give up or what are you willing to sacrifice to make that happen? And if you're not, then maybe you can't have the same goals as they do. And maybe you have to adjust your goals and do something different and be happy at it because your life is not the same as theirs. We also need to take a very close look at what influences us. Are we comparing ourselves to others? Because that's a lot of this is just comparisons. Do we feel bad because we can't get as many races in as others do? Because of our other personal responsibilities or other reasons, races cost money. I know people who do races all the time, but also they may have a housemate. They may live with other people, so they don't have a whole lot of costs at home. So they can travel every weekend, and maybe they want to travel every weekend because they have housemates. They don't want to be at home. I refuse to have housemates. I have my own apartment, so it costs me more money to be here. So I can't travel all the time. Many of us have good reasons why we don't race as much as others. But FOMO should never be a reason just to race more. It should never be a reason to go out and do more. Over-racing is the cause of injuries, burnout, and illness. So you have to ask yourself, what is your goals? What is your intention in all of this? Watching videos of runners can help motivate us. It can. Sure. I spent hours watching videos of so many runners when I was recouping from two hip surgeries. They made me want to run so much, I couldn't wait to get out on the road and trails. But in a very real sense, they also made me sad. I knew I was missing out from so many places in the world and so much that I can't do it now. I like I said before, I can't even watch a running video. I can't do any of my great YouTube running channels. I can't watch any of them. So it's like, wait, I can't do those now. I tried and I've started crying every time because it just makes me too sad. So that stopped. We shouldn't hurt ourselves. We shouldn't push ourselves or make ourselves sad. Our lives are different than others. My life is different from yours. Your life is different from the person you're watching the video on. Their life is completely different than yours. So you can't say, why can't I go traveling to do all these great races if they can? Well, what is different in your life than their life? Then figure it out and see. There may be ways for you to do more races. There may be ways for you to train more to your liking. There may be ways for you to do that, but you shouldn't feel bad because you can't do the same things that they do. And remember, what you see in a picture or a video or a post, you don't see all the stuff that went into it. You just see the pretty stuff. You see the pretty trail running and the pretty race finishing. You don't see the puking on the trail, the having to run in the woods to because your food didn't sit well in your stomach. You didn't see the falls like I took. You didn't see the hours and hours spent on really, really hard training runs that went into it. You didn't see the sacrifices that they made to get where they are. You didn't see the hours spent setting up the equipment to make the videos. Making videos is hard. I remember I had a guest on who hiked the PCT trail and made videos of it. And he actually had to hike like twice the distance because he made videos of it. If you watch any of those long of those through hikers who videotape it, like if you watch Dixie, any of hers and Homemade Wanderlust, she's really good at it. But she takes videos of her hikes and she actually has to hike twice the distance because she puts the camera down, watches herself walk away. Then she has to come back and get the camera. So she's walking a ton of miles, extra miles, just to make videos of it. And same with people who are running and filming themselves running. They're running, filming it, and then they have to come back and pick it up and then keep going. So it isn't as glamorous as it seems. And just think of all the film the video that they filmed that didn't get filmed. Camera equipment went wrong. A drone crashes. It doesn't work right and it crashes. That's hundreds of dollars down the tubes right there. There's a lot that can go wrong in that stuff. So we don't see any of that. Not at all. And of course, none of us are perfect. We're going to compare ourselves to others. That's part of life. We're going to suffer from FOMO, but we can suffer less if we understand that their lives are different than ours and we're on our own trail, our own course, and our own goal. Hopefully we won't suffer from it as much as we have because we know now what's going on and what the differences are. So now we can say, oh yeah, I've got FOMO. I got to knock it off. Okay, Nah, never mind. The busier we are with our own training and our own running just means we have less time to worry about others. And that's a good thing. In a good way, if we focus more on our own training, we won't feel bad and we won't feel like we're missing out on anything because we're just too busy. If you still feel like you're missing out, ask yourself what you're missing out on and what you would have to give up if you want to do that which you think you're missing out on. What sacrifices are you willing to make to do those things that you think that you're missing? Because there will have to be some sacrifices if your life is busy and you don't have time to do all those extra things. Can't do everything. We can't do everything in life. We have to pick and choose what's important. Maybe you will need to have a different job. Maybe you'll have to move. Maybe you'll have to have different priorities in life. And if you don't want to do any of those sacrifices, maybe you think your life is pretty good, then all right, then you've just gotten over FOMO. Congratulations. Maybe you need to just stop thinking that you're missing out on anything and to start appreciating what you've done and what you have. I think one of the casualties of FOMO is we don't appreciate what we have enough and what we do enough. Our running is very important and it should be very important to you. So you should be able to appreciate a trail running video and say, that guy's doing cool. He's made a nice video. Maybe someday I'll run there. Or maybe someday I'll run to someplace like it. And just appreciate it for what it is. And then go out and get your own run in and appreciate that. The people I watch, or that I used to watch, I should say, didn't spend half their lives drinking booze like I did. They made a conscious choice to have a healthy life. I did not. So when I decided to have a healthy life, my priorities changed. That was my choice. I made choices earlier on in life that they didn't. So that was the difference between them and me. So they decided to have a healthy life and to live a healthy life, and I decided to drink myself to death. But I didn't, thank God. So I'm here. Now I'm making the priorities and little tumbles along the way, literally. But I'll get there and we'll all get there. Once we realize that our lives are not the same and that they are as important as anyone else on social media, the comparison stops and the FOMO should stop. And then we can get on with our running and our lives and feel a lot better about things. Okay, I wanted to talk a little bit about how I'm handling things in my recuperation. It's not easy, let me tell you. I go back to work this week on Wednesday. I'm actually kind of excited about it because I'm super bored of being at home. Things are tough, and there are some things that are really hard, but I know once I get back in the swing of things, my recovery will be easier. There are things that are harder than others. The hardest thing I do now is showering. Taking a shower with one hand and arm is really hard and scary. I'm so afraid, but I've done it a few times now, so it's easier the better I get. And the thing is that my arm is not quite as helpless as it was. I mean, I can move my left arm a little bit better. I can hold things in the forearm and my hand up to 2 pounds. So it's getting a little bit stronger, a little bit better. I'll tell you, the first time I took a shower, though, I was so scared. But it's better now. It's getting a little bit better. I hate being scared of anything. Let me tell you, I detest being afraid. Like I said, it's better now. I can break an egg with one hand, and that's kind of cool. I can't wait to start eating grown-up foods, you know, like real meats that you cut and things you have to prepare from scratch. I have to buy foods now that are pre-prepared and don't need cutting and blah, 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 and I hate that stuff. It's like, I don't want to do that anymore. I am still going to the Bootleg Boogie in Nevada, outside of Vegas, in Boulder City. Although I'm not going to be participating as a racer or runner, I am going to be working it. So the race director, Michael, has me working as the assistant race director. So I'm going to be working there all weekend, which is kind of exciting, and I'm looking forward to it. That's going to be fun. So hopefully, maybe you'll be there. I'll have the link on the website, martharunsaworld.com, so you can go sign up. It's going to be really fun. It's first weekend in February. It is going to be fun. I'm going to be driving down. My sling will be off. I'm going to rent a car. I've got that everything all prepared. And I will keep you up to date every week with how my progress is coming along, as well as talk about the subject matter of the episode that week. And that's it for today. Oh, I also wanted to thank a listener who emailed me about his shoulder injury. I am so sorry that you got injured, but it meant a whole lot to me that you shared what happened via email. Sometimes misery does love company, and it really helped me to hear from someone who went through something similarly painful. I know we all go through bad times, and we all go through things that suck. And knowing other people have gone through something like what I did helps a lot. It really, really does. I hope this year brings you wonderful races, wonderful runs, wonderful walks and hikes, and just a great time all around in your life. And I hope we all have a good year. And yeah, enjoy the wonderful weather out. Well, it's beautiful weather here. I don't know what it's like where you live, but it's sunny out here. It doesn't look like it's cold. So enjoy your time outside and have a good time and be safe. And let me know how it's going. And check out the website at martharunsaworld.com. And you can email me at martharunsaworld@gmail.com. And until next week, let's tie up our shoelaces and go for a run.